Welcome to the Poetry Professor Podcast with Stephen Cavett, where every week I read you an original poem, and then we talk about its key technique. This season, you'll hear poems from my book, Noctis Terrors. I'm a professor of creative writing and poetry at Florida Gulf Coast University, which is down at the very bottom of America, right before you run out of alligators and hit Cuba. We rarely hear about the techniques in poems from the poets themselves. You can go to a literature class and hear scholars dissect poems, and they'll tell you about big ideas like symbolism and meaning and theme. You can go to a poetry reading, and you might hear the poet talk about his or her inspiration, or the writing process, or maybe the feelings in the poems. But you rarely hear the actual poet dissect a poem and say, right here, the reason I cut the line at this word is because I wanted to. Or the reason I put three R sounds in a row right here in the middle of the poem is because. And that's the stuff that we want to hear. It's the little techniques, the little choices that make a poem successful. My granddad was a builder, so I grew up with guys who could drive nails or lay a straight line of bricks. And really, writing a poem is no more mystical than building a house. There's a set of techniques you can use to embody your vision, the same way that a builder brings an architect's vision to life. But if you don't know how to check a plumb line or hang drywall, the big idea of a house isn't going to happen. And in poetry, if you don't know how to build sensory imagery that really pins your reader to an exact moment in time, or make deliberate word choices that are interesting and fire up the reader's brain, and all that big theme stuff doesn't matter. Poetry's in the particulars. So every week, I'll read you one of my poems, and then we'll dissect it together. We'll talk about a key technique that hopefully makes it work. Even after 18 years of teaching, these are the poems that I know best in the world. I was there when they were written, probably pacing up and down the street in front of the house in the dark, and mumbling the lines to myself over and over. I know the thinking behind all the little choices. So if you're a reader, I'll take you behind the curtain, and you can see what one poet is actually thinking, instead of the things that other people say about us or write papers about us. And if you're a writer, I want to help you bring forth your most amazing and most precise and most powerful poems, so that people want to study you in English classes. Some episodes have strong language or adult ideas, so I'll mark those with the explicit label. I want to make it easier on the K-12 teachers and writers who I know are following along. And somewhere between here and 2026, my team and I will have some teaching resources and transcripts up on the web so that teachers can easily weave them into their lessons. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week.